This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tomorrow is primary election day in Wisconsin. One of the races to watch is the Republican primary in the 8th Congressional District, where Donald Trump is endorsing Tony Weed.
This race is all about how important is the Trump endorsement in a primary in Wisconsin, especially in the Green Bay area.
WIS Politics editor J.R. Ross says Roger Roth and his supporters can afford a lot of TV ads while Andre Jacques is busy campaigning door to door.
What wins out? Air power, the Trump endorsement, or this kind of credibility that Andre Jacques has?
One of the big races to watch tomorrow is the Democratic primary in the 3rd Congressional District. Rebecca Cook has been campaigning for 2 years and has the most money. Katrina Shankland has the backing of party and union leaders.
Can she break through, even though she has less money than Rebecca Cook, who has been a great fundraiser, but she doesn't have that same kind of like support with some of these unions and those people who turn folks out?
WIS Politics editor J.R. Ross speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. Eric Wilson is also running in the primary. The Wisconsin Technical College system has a new leader. Layla Merrifield has been a fiscal analyst for the Wisconsin Legislative Fiscal Bureau and has also worked as a policy advisor for the technical colleges. Her new role is to oversee Wisconsin's 16 technical colleges. Merrifield starts her new job September 9th. Communities appear to be slow to apply for money to fix up rural roads. The Wisconsin Agricultural Road Improvement Program aims to fix roads damaged by heavy agricultural and logging traffic. The program has given out $50 million this year, and the deadline to apply for the next round of $100 million is the end of September. There are new standards for meat to carry the USDA certified organic label, but farmers have until the end of 2028 to comply. Seth Milstein is a reporter for Sentient Media.
There were various procedures that were just flat out banned in the new standards. Tail docking of cows and gestation crates and farrowing cages for pigs or toe clipping chickens.
Milstein points out the standards affect only farmers who volunteer to have their products certified USDA organic. Wisconsin wildlife officials expect more deer in the woods this fall. The Department of Natural Resources released its annual deer forecast last week. Mild weather last winter helped more fawns survive the cold weather months. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We're learning more about the proposed sales tax for Racine County. A statement from Racine County Executive Thomas Roanhouse says the plan is in response to economic challenges. The proposal calls for a 0.5% sales tax with a commitment to allocate 51% of the revenue to property tax relief. There are public hearings about the proposal scheduled for next month. A Racine County barn was destroyed Saturday with no reports of harm or injuries. It happened near Schneider Lane and Academy Road in Rochester. Officials are currently investigating the cause. An accident involving a squad car and another vehicle needed Flight for Life to get involved. It happened last night at around 6:30 on West 3 Mile Road. The first reports indicate the driver of the car that hit the squad was in and out of consciousness, but was breathing. Racine County Sheriff's deputies and Raymond Fire and Rescue teams were on the scene. There were a total of 2 people injured. Smoke and flames were seen coming from a house on Green Street near Romaine in Racine early this morning. Fire crews got there quick to put out flames. At this point, it's believed there were not any injuries. An unusual event in Racine yesterday as a 52-year-old man ended up grabbing a groundhog in the middle of State Street. Initial reports had police called for the situation in which the man was bitten by a groundhog, then was seen holding the animal in the road at State and Superior. As rescue teams planned their attack, a bystander showed up with a suitcase and helped get the groundhog packed up. Kenosha County's credit is staying solid. For the 4th year in a row, Kenosha County has retained its AAA bond rating from S&P. The rating reflects the county's financial management, and it's anticipated the lower borrowing costs for upcoming projects. The county board chairman notes that the rating supports ongoing investments in public infrastructure and safety, thereby enhancing the quality of life. You can vote tomorrow. It's a partisan primary, so this is to narrow down races for Assembly, State Senate, and other local races. There's also a referendum. To see what's on your ballot and to find out where you can vote, check out myvote.wi.gov. And with Todd Onstadt stepping down from the 65th Assembly District after a 12-year run, 2 other Democrats are stepping up. Benda Smit and Kyle Flood are vying for the nomination in a Kenosha district that now has about a 56% Democratic lean. Onstad has endorsed DeSmit, while Flood emphasizes a platform of transparency and reform. The primary will determine who advances to challenge Republican Brian Gonzalez in November's general election. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Dodgers are coming to town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a four-game series against the LA Dodgers tonight in Milwaukee. Veteran lefty Clayton Kershaw on the mound for Los Angeles against the Brewers' Freddy Peralta. Yesterday, the crew got a look at lefty D.L. Hall, back for the first time since going on the IL last April, manager Pat Murphy.
Best he's thrown all year, my opinion, that I've witnessed. Thought he deserved better luck. I don't think he would have given up but one run. Thought he maintained it. I thought he was very good.
The Brewers losing 4-3 to the Reds, snapping a five-game winning streak for Milwaukee. NFL, Packers back at practice this week. Then they head to Denver to play the Broncos Sunday night. The Badgers have a quarterback competition going on. Is it going to be Tyler Van Dyke or Braden Locke?
These guys are battling right now, and I think the advantage that Braden has is he has a year under his belt and a huge working knowledge, and he is twice the player that he was last year. I just said that in a staff meeting the other day. He is vastly improved.
That's offensive coordinator Phil Longo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Bob Odenkirk and Bill Burr have been on their share of stages, but both will experience a first when they head to Broadway next spring. The actor-comedians will join Kieran Culkin on Broadway and Glengarry Glen Ross. If you haven't seen the 1992 film written by David Mamet based on his play of the same title, it's worth a watch. The story is set in a cutthroat Chicago real estate office. Burr will be in the Dave Moss role, played by Ed Harris in the film. Culkin will play Richard Roma, who is portrayed by Al Pacino, and Odenkirk takes the role of Shelley Levine, the character played by Jack Lemmon. That's one to see. If Taylor Sheridan has writer's cramp, he is great at hiding it. He's written yet another Yellowstone spinoff that's headed to the little screen. The show Madison will star Michelle Pfeiffer as the female lead. She will also executive produce. Madison follows a New York City family as they adjust to life in the West. Rumors are that Kurt Russell will also join the cast. Madison's previous title was 2024. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today with a high near 80 degrees. Clear skies tonight, low 60s. Sunshine 79 for Tuesday. Tuesday night, mostly clear. Lows around 66. Mostly sunny, upper 70s for Wednesday. Mid 70s and stormy on your Thursday.
It's 67 right now.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.